Okay, Navigators, coming at you with a short and sweet Daily Digest episode today. Lots of news in the AI marketing world to talk about. First, ads are being introduced to Google's AI overviews. ChatGPT's new user interface feature called Canvas is also announced. And lastly, an updated version of the image generation model Flux has been released. And we've talked about Flux a lot on the show when it first arrived, especially mostly due to its advanced capabilities and the quality of its outputs and the fact that it was open source. Apparently, they just made it better. So with that, let's go ahead and dive in. What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, Navigators, coming at you with a short and sweet Daily Digest episode today. Lots of news in the AI marketing world to talk about. First, ads are being introduced to Google's AI overviews. ChatGPT's new user interface feature called Canvas is also announced. And lastly, an updated version of the image generation model Flux has been released. And we've talked about Flux a lot on the show when it first arrived, especially mostly due to its advanced capabilities and the quality of its outputs and the fact that it was open source. Apparently, they just made it better. So with that, let's go ahead and dive in. Okay, first things first, Google has announced as of yesterday that they are rolling out ads to their AI overview. So Google's AI overview was definitely a bit of a clunky rollout at first. This was the AI-generated responses or query answers that Google would create in response to your searches. And there was a lot of issues with the actual accuracy of the overviews. And one of the primary concerns was, well, for publishers primarily, was the attribution to sources that this information was being pulled from. Obviously, as far as marketing goes, when we're talking about Google and SEO, we're talking about being able to manipulate our ranking in the search engines to drive traffic and hopefully revenue, obviously. So one of the questions when AI overviews came out is, where are we going to have our ability for AI SEO? Or how are we going to optimize our brands for AI search engines? And this announcement is kind of twofold. It's announcing that, one, that ads are being rolled out, so you can pay for your AI SEO. But two, there's also going to be links to attributable sources within the overview as well. So you should be able to create your content and optimize your content to be cited as a source in these AI overviews. I don't believe that is the same necessarily as paying for an ad in an AI overview, but that's yet to be determined. This is kind of the next step of AI SEO that we as digital marketers were all waiting for. I think it's yet to be determined again how an ad experience works with AI overviews, if it works for the user, if it works for the businesses. Regardless, these are big shifts in the world of AI search. And despite early slip-ups, Google is pushing forward in the race against AI search models like Perplexity. And then just a couple other features to be aware of from this Google announcement. With Google Lens, you can now input video and it can understand video as well as voice prompts. So you can search videos and images with Google Lens and you can also prompt it using voice. Definitely check out the link in the show notes. There are a few other announcements here from Google as well regarding their AI tools. Okay, moving on. OpenAI has rolled out a new user interface feature called Canvas, which is the first big change to the OpenAI user interface that we have seen. OpenAI is hoping that it's a step in a positive direction for user experience and user collaboration with ChatGPT. The pure productivity capability of these tools is what matters. And initially, it was a simple chat interface, but using Canvas, you can do a lot more with the model. The core features of Canvas are to increase collaboration with the model and improve coding within ChatGPT. Using Canvas. The fact that the model has been trained to become more of a collaborator to the user as well is another big aspect of it. And regarding the collaboration, you can do things like directly edit the text or the code in certain places that are being generated instead of having to regenerate the entire output. There's a menu of writing shortcuts for writing within the tool. You can do things like suggest edits. You can adjust the length of the output. You can change the reading level of the output. You can add a final polish, as they call it here, so you can get things straight with your grammar and your clarity and your consistency. And you can even add emojis to your writing now. Some of the new coding shortcuts that are being offered in Canvas include the ability to review code in which the model will provide like inline suggestions for improvements to that code. You can also add logs. You can add comments. There's new features for fixing bugs. And this one is really cool. The ability to port to any programming language. So if you're writing in Python, you can port to JavaScript or TypeScript or whatever programming language you need. And in the effort to train ChatGPT to be a better collaborator, OpenAI tried to develop or instill some core behaviors for Canvas. And these include like automatically triggering the Canvas feature when tasks that apply or could be done within the Canvas are performed, things like coding and writing. The Canvas should also be able to generate diverse content types. It should be able to make specific edits, you know, like rewriting your documents in certain places, and provide that inline critique as well. And here in the article, they say that the integrated Canvas model outperforms the plain model, so GPT-4o, with prompt instructions. For instance, it outperformed the traditional model by 30% in accuracy and 16% in quality. And then last but not least, a little update coming from Black Forest Labs, who are the creators or the company behind Flux, which is an AI image generation model that was open source and is open source and very popular when it first came out because of how impressively it could generate images. And now Black Forest Labs are introducing their 1.1 model, which, according to the Rundown newsletter that I curated this story from or curated this story for us, is 6 times faster than the first model. So this new model is 6 times faster than the original. Also, unlike the original model, this one will not be open source, or at the very least, it will have an API that does cost to access. Okay, so there you have it. Action items today are pretty clear cut. Time to start preparing for AI ads in Google's AI overviews and AI search ads. Try and stay on top of the best practices for optimizing for these AI overviews. Obviously, that'll be a topic of discussion going forward on the AI Marketing Navigator. We will definitely help keep you in the loop. In addition to that, go try out the ChatGPT Canvas feature. It's rolling out to pro and team members. You may not have access to it yet, but if you do, let me know what you think. I'm interested to hear feedback on that. And then lastly, if you haven't tried the Flux AI image generation, go give it a shot. Let me know what you think. The model is probably, it's probably time to go back and try it again now that they have Flux 1.1. Okay, that does it for today's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated and is by far the most helpful thing you can do for the show. So until then, and as always, thanks for joining me, and remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.